It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Me and the electric chair look like a Gallagher show. Tarps
up. The guy holding the thing's wearing like a fucking raincoat.
Matt.
Oh, I usually wake up the next day, take a big shit, and I'm fine. Well,
that's my recovery period.
A big shit, and I'm fine.
Big old shit.
Big shit.
Sean.
Don't get mad at me because you guys are fucking fossils.
Yeah.
Fossils.
I'll super kick that bitch through a window if I have to.
And Steve.
You yeah. have had meatballs just running down your throat like a fucking, just a pack of wild horses. Just stampeding down your throat into your belly.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
Hey, where are the white women at?
Inconceivable!
Hey, what happened?
Inconceivable!
Happy New Year, guys.
Yeah.
What's so happy about it?
It's the Aristocrats.
Yeah.
I heard stole it.
Aristocratsradio.com is the website. Soon to be new improved website.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
I'm uncomfortable. Anyway, I'm Derek. With me as always is Matthew.
No, I'm not.
Finally. And we got Steve.
Yeah.
And our buddy who finally made it to the intro.
It's a new year.
Sean.
Oh, it's like the first day of school. I'm so nervous. I'm official. Intro.
Got fucking time.
Shut up.
You'll be out next week.
Yeah. Put Steve back in. So anyway.
Fuck you guys.
Is he actually coming tonight?
No.
No.
What a faggot.
Whoa!
I texted him. He said that he had a call out and he had to stay late at work.
Lying.
Think so?
I don't know.
I told him the other day there's not too many like supermarkets that need toilets cleaned at, you know, 10 p.m.
Joe can't come in. Who's going to clean all this shit?
Jose could not make it today.
Sorry, Steve.
It's a lot of shit to clean up.
They have one custodial engineer on for the whole store?
I guess so.
Apparently.
Yeah.
At least we know he's not listening to this so we can make fun of him.
Well, he said
he
said he's definitely going to be here next week because he's not working.
Oh, well, we don't know about that yet.
Yeah.
Unless somebody invites him to anywhere ever.
It's true.
Anywhere with alcohol or back to work.
Or air.
Yeah, it's funny because like he asked me the other night. He's just like, you going to Steve Sunday? I go, yeah.
That's what we do every week.
He goes, I'm like, what are you going to do the show or something? He's like, yeah.
Duh.
And I'm like,
where
okay.
have you been?
Awesome.
Unless there's toilets to clean up there.
Wow.
We had a pretty serious talk with him for a couple hours about it. A
couple hours, huh?
Yeah. Is it like an intervention?
It was like an hour and a half.
Yeah. My God.
Yeah. And, you know, I guess he's got the itch to get back into it.
No, he doesn't.
Nope, that's just scabies.
He just wanted you to stop talking about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be there anyway.
Hey, he didn't have to call me.
Yeah, now he called you.
Yes.
Whatever. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't.
Whoever wants to come can come.
That's what she said.
So how was everyone's holidays? We haven't been on since December 18th.
Mm-hmm. The last one?
That was our last one, December 18th.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah. What a wow. memorable show that was.
It was great.
I don't remember it at all.
I don't remember. I don't remember doing one.
I just remember it being the week after the good show.
Oh, shit. I think it's a scale.
Yeah.
So it's the month after the good show.
Yeah.
That's today.
So what'd you guys get for Christmas?
Nothing?
Nothing?
I got like some clothes. That's about
it. There you go. All right.
I got a pretty nothing. Pink robe.
Is that yours?
No.
Yeah, it is.
Whose is that?
No way.
Oh, it's Nicky Ocean's robe.
Oh.
Does it have a hood?
It does have a hood.
Oh, then it's mine.
I come in here to Steve's abode.
To the studio.
The Stevio. And he's wearing a pink robe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or coral.
My wife's.
It is coral. Yeah, it's almost like carnation pink.
Oh, and it's got a hood, and it's got the little tassels with palms on the end.
This is straight. This is like Ric Flair right here.
Yeah, Ric Flair.
Woo!
And it's two sizes too small.
Yeah. Two? No, it's not. I just have it really tight.
Yeah. I just have really
that's how I wear
arms.
Everything. Not by choice, but that's how I wear everything.
It just sucks my fat in.
I got here earlier today, and we're like, oh, man, I'm starving. Game's going to start soon. Let's go get something to eat. And we're all like, yeah, let's go to Subway. I was like, all right, we'll go to Subway.
He's like, let's go. And you're
Steve
like,
Steve is still walking out of the house in the fucking robe. I'm like, dude, are you going to take that off or are you going to wear it to Subway?
Like I didn't feel like going upstairs to get a jacket, so I just threw my wife's robe on. And I haven't taken it off since because it's actually cuddly and snuggly.
And it was nice. We went into Subway. There's nobody there. I'm like, okay, we can get through.
Thank God.
Get in, get the fuck out. We're fine. As we're leaving, a family with like four kids and a mother and father walk in.
Swedish bikini team pull up in a bus.
Me and the other guy, Corey, were like, all right, see you, Steve, bye.
Well, that guy's gay. Look at him. He's gay.
I was getting a fountain soda, and I'm still talking to them. They're gone.
Were you wearing shorts, too?
I was wearing exactly what he's wearing.
That.
With shoes, though.
With shoes.
So your, what are those, mesh shorts, your tap-out T-shirt, class out the ass.
Oh, yeah.
And a pink robe with sneakers.
Yeah.
If only you had fuzzy slippers.
I know. I wish she does, so I should have worn them also.
Should have.
Or like Uggs or something like that. Uggs would have been the perfect ensemble.
I should have borrowed yours.
And you're unshaven. Your hair is out of control.
A mess.
You're just unkempt.
Let's just put it this way. You look like shit.
Yeah. It's like National just Bum Day or
overall,
something.
Overall, you're just like PJ Day all day, bro.
There's not much improvement here, so it doesn't matter.
Giving up on life?
Fuck you.
I don't even know what that meant.
I'm saying that I can improve much better from this.
Oh, that's true.
No, but still, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you anyway. You and your stupid pink robe, faggot.
I say next week we all get pink robes.
Okay.
I'm in.
We'll change the name of the show to the pink robes.
Ooh.
Sit around. No pants, though. Long robes, no pants.
No pants.
And we got to all sit like this with our legs spread.
The pink robes to Kratz.
Yeah. And we have to try the entire show not to look at anyone else's nuts.
Oh, it's fun. That's the first 10 seconds. I'm like, oh. Okay, I'm good. All right.
Might be difficult to do.
Got to trim up the old beehive, if you know what I mean.
No. Beehive.
Oh, I'm allergic to bees.
Beehive.
Yeah, beehive. So there must have been a lot that went on in the past couple weeks, right?
That's horrible.
What'd you get for Christmas, Derek?
Are you okay?
Love them. I love puns. What did I get? I don't even know. Just like I just get like stupid shit from my mother and then.
Oh, that's right. I hope she's not listening.
No, well, no, it's stupid. It's nothing, you know, like shirts.
Oh, you got a text
pants.
From mom.
What do you mean, stupid shit? You asshole.
What did I get? She got me like a Hooters wing set.
Oh.
It's like a plate that says Hooters, and it comes with hot sauce and like tongs and a brush to make your own wings.
Does it come with wings? Cute. Or?
No.
Oh, it's everything but.
Wings not included.
Doesn't come with raw chicken. No.
Thanks for the accessories, Mom.
Now, if you got an easy bake oven, you wouldn't have to get off the couch.
It actually made wings tonight for dinner.
Delicious.
Delicious.
Did you use
garlic
the
wings?
Stuff?
I thought it was Hooters wing sauce, but it was actually just Hooters hot sauce.
Just ketchup.
Which I prefer.
Mild?
No, Frank's.
Frank's.
I use Frank's hot sauce, so whatever. But the plate's nice.
Okay.
It's like a long plate.
You put it up on the mantle?
Kind of bringing out Christmas Day now.
Oh, I got dreidels.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
For my 6.25% heritage.
Excellent. Excellent.
Well, I am sorry for ever 6.25ing, you know, offending you.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I'm keeping track, but it's okay.
Hey.
Wow. I feel like you could have, like, shot a dart with that. Ow!
And just a bunch of random crap.
Huh. Excellent.
What'd you get, Matt?
I got this shirt.
Oh, it's new.
Wait, that's new?
No. It looks the same.
I got another one kind of like this one.
Is it black?
It's black.
Whoa! Yeah.
Did you get any colored shirts?
No.
You did last year, didn't you?
No.
Or black is a color. It's the mother of all colors.
The past couple years, did you get like yellow shirts and stuff? And you're like,
put all the
A couple years ago, I got a shirt that was just, I would never wear it.
What was it?
It was like a FUBU shirt or something.
FUBU. It might as well have been.
Or a Tommy Hilfiger.
Let's see. Got some socks.
All right. Were they black?
No, those were actually white. Believe it or not, those socks
You wear white socks?
I wear white socks.
So you are technically black?
Well, they start off white. Mm-hmm. By the end of the day, they're black.
These brand new right out of the package today.
Whoa.
Oh, I love socks out of the package.
Brand new socks out of the package.
I like socks.
Somebody said to me, like, don't you wash them first? I'm like, fuck no.
No, no way. Dude, they're the
Why would you do that?
Nuts.
They're never the same after you wear them once.
Yeah, they're good to wipe with, too.
Yeah, okay.
The two best moments of my life are watching my son being born and putting on a brand new pair of socks. Wow. That's it.
That's it?
That's it. Everything else sucks.
Wow.
Everything else is just fluff.
And my mother, as a joke, got me a couple of Rumblers WWE figures.
A joke, right?
Drew McIntyre and The Undertaker.
As a goof, she...
As a goof.
As a goof, she took your letter to Santa and got
yes,
it.
Yeah.
She picked out the Drew McIntyre because she's like, oh, Matt wishes he can look like him.
Pretty much, yeah.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, good.
Some skinny guy with long hair and a good physique.
Long hair.
Scottish.
Ooh, McIntyre. Well,
yeah. McIntyre.
Did your TV shrink?
Yeah. They put it in the
dryer. It gets cold and just, you know, shrivels.
That's the one that was upstairs?
Yeah, yep. Buddy.
That's actually a TV you can carry upstairs as opposed to that other thing.
The monstrosity.
I got that for Christmas.
Nice. Your kids are like, here you go, Dad. Here's a TV. Brand new TV.
We watched
the Zenith.
The brand new 1991 Zenith.
Oh, no, it's Toshiba. I'm sorry.
With no remote.
No moat.
You don't need one. Look, it's got buttons.
You can't change the input on it, but...
you hook everything up. All right, press input. There's no input button. Oh, son of a
this
bitch.
This has S video.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Super video.
It's the future.
The future.
Is that what it stands for?
I believe it actually is like super video. Video. Yeah. Something like that. It's stupid. It might not be that.
I think it's Sly Video.
Sly?
Like S-L-Y.
Actually, it's just Sean.
There is something called S-L-I.
Nope. Nope.
That's what I meant.
Which has to do with video cards.
I know. I totally know. Can I get a job?
No.
Nope.
No.
Damn. And you're both wrong. Both wrong. Sean. It's all this. Sean video.
I thought it was actually Steve video.
Nope. No one would fucking
look
watch
it up,
that.
Derek. What does it mean?
Oh, shit. Nobody would fucking watch that.
We got to know. When nobody knows the real answer to something, we do a little bit called Derek Looks It Up on Google.
I prefer going to either Matapedia or Webmonster Mike Macker.
Separate video.
Separate video.
Told you guys.
Meaning that it's... Not with the audio.
Yeah, it is completely separate.
Mm-hmm. Not with the audio.
And slightly better than...
it's very, very slightly better composite. Than RCA, yeah.
RCA, whatever.
I'm totally going to call him out. I'm going to call him out on this. Oh. Steve is repeatedly waving his wife out of the room. Then she said, no, he got serious. Turn the mic off. Headphones off.
Damn.
I can't hear what he's saying, but it just looks very serious. Get the fuck out. That's what it looks like. Oh, hi, Steve. Where are you going, Jam? Jam, come back to the studio.
What are you doing? All right.
Now it's uncomfortable.
Awkward.
Back on track.
So, Steve, what'd you get for Christmas? You got a Captain America t-shirt.
I did get a Captain America t-shirt.
Did you?
Yeah, buddy. Yeah. Captain America.
I don't remember what else I got you.
Protein bars.
Did you eat them?
All of them.
Delicious.
Christmas morning.
If you check the box.
And I took a huge shit.
I didn't. It stunk.
Huge shit.
I would eat those religiously. And then if you read the box, it says, can also be, if too many eaten can cause laxative effects. So that's probably why you took a massive.
No, I did. And my shit actually turned colors.
Oh, what color?
Like, it was a really, really, like, a pale tan.
Pale tan?
Yeah.
Like a khaki.
Like a hint of brown. Yeah, like a khaki.
Interesting.
But a little slightly paler than a khaki.
You were shitting chinos.
I took a big khaki in the toilet.
Then I flushed it straight to hell. You go down, you die.
So, Matt, how's Mortal Kombat World going, huh?
Pretty good.
Oh, wait, we didn't ask Sean what he got for Christmas.
Because I'm fucking polite. What did you all fucking get?
He's like
get?
17, so he probably got lots of stuff. What'd you get, some G.I. Joes?
Just two.
I don't even know.
I got a sweatshirt.
Ooh.
Yeah. I got a GNC gift card.
Ooh.
That's about it.
No. Ooh. Stop it.
Oh, no. I lied. Fiance and I, it's always a thing, like, you know how you're the guy, you always want to get them something better than what they get you. We're like, we're just going to set $100 limit, just get whatever you want. I got her a nice watch, ceramic watch. I was like, boom, $100 mark, by the penny. She gets me a fucking overnight in Atlantic City.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I was like, oh, awesome, you bitch.
She, in this sense, trumped you.
She did. And then same thing with my parents, there? Between me and my sister.
Well, you show her and you don't take her.
Well, I have to. It's under her name. I'm not going to say it.
Have her drop you off, sign you in, and then go home.
All right, bye. The guys will be here soon.
Yeah.
Same thing with my parents. Where like me and my sister, we always compete like who gets the better
gift.
Well,
that's a bullshit gift anyway, because she got you an overnight for the both of you.
Mm. So it's more like a gift for her.
That's a gift for her.
Yeah, fuck that.
She should have at least put it in your name.
How much did she spend on?
I'd leave her.
I don't know.
Probably like $169 or something.
There you go. That sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. So really, she spent like, you know, probably $70 on
70 bucks. 75, 77, 78.
Yeah. So you should have $85. A nice $25 gift card waiting for you.
And then you're gonna go there and you're gonna blow money in AC.
Oh no no nay 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 nay. You know, it's actually timed perfectly, where she gets paid the day before we go. I get paid the day we come back.
Awesome.
So you have no savings? You just paycheck paycheck?
Dude, I'm 17. I don't have any savings. What's the future?
So, Sean, you said you got a gift certificate to your nutritional store, GNC?
Yes.
I got one to mine, too. Actually, I got three.
Wendy's?
I got $125 in gift certificates to Outback Steakhouse.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Holy shit.
They're trying to make you fatten you up for next year, brother.
Oh, man. We're going to fry this motherfucker next
year. You and Eric are going to walk in there like megabucks.
Oh,
no
shit.
One.
Just waving them around.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Just pushing waiters out of the way.
Move.
Why don't they just buy you your own booth there?
Might as well. We basically, we have our own waitress.
Like a little gate that you can lock up around the fucking booth so no one else can sit there.
Just embroidered.
We go in and the hostess just looks at us and they're like, Tiffany, right? Like, okay.
She cute at least?
Yeah.
Well, first they go,
they're just saying that because she might be listening.
If she's listening, all right.
Yeah. Penises and vaginas.
Wow. Speaking of girlfriends and cash limits on gifts, I had $100 cash limit for my girlfriend. I gave her $100 cash.
Wow.
Did you get her a card at least?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's way over $100. It should have
said, sorry, it was like $103.50.
Yeah.
Should have said, I really went over. I'm sorry. Couldn't even get your card.
I just paid for the card with the change. I put the change in the card.
You give her the receipt and say, you can reimburse me.
Yeah. She's weird. She likes physical change, like coins. She likes them for some reason, so she might actually like that
Makes
more.
Tolls really easily.
You handed her $100.
I gave her $100 in a card.
Wow.
What am I going to buy her?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Something.
Don't get her a watch. But now she can pay all of her easy pass tolls effortlessly.
No, she actually immediately went out and bought herself like pants for job interviews and like...
Oh.
I don't know. She spent it all in like one day. So, but it was gifts. It was all gifts.
You?
It wasn't like food or anything.
Well,
like
she got Matt the $125 gift cards. He spent that all in one day.
For one sitting.
How many plates of loaded fucking nachos is that?
Loaded nachos? I don't know because I don't eat loaded nachos.
You know what the hell I'm talking about. Whatever.
Cheese fries? You mean?
Yeah, sure. Cheese fries. How many plates
let's
is
see,
that?
How many calories is that?
Oh, jeez. Well,
like
let's 8,000.
Let's do the math.
We got, it's about 17 plates of cheese fries, I'll say.
Oh, my God.
17 plates of cheese fries, we'll say.
And I think that was 3,000 calories
about,
a plate.
It's about 58,000 calories.
A plate?
Yeah, Steve, a plate. There's 58,000 calories on one goddamn plate.
Have you ever seen this stuff?
It's pretty serious.
It's 58,000 calories.
If you saw the plate, though, you'd probably be like, oh,
that's over a month of calories.
It's 2,700 or 2,800 calories.
There we go. That's more realistic.
Yeah, but if you saw the plate, you'd be like,
fucking
wow.
Over-exaggerator.
I can see how it's
58,000.
It's brutal.
Oh, there was like a million people at the game.
No, there was not.
At the what?
At the game.
What game?
I don't know. He's actually doing what you do, making fun of my over-exaggeration.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying, isn't it? Kind of annoying.
What, his over-exaggeration?
Yeah.
Sometimes. When
sometimes
there was like when there was like 1,050 locusts outside the house or whatever it was.
That was probably close.
Oh, there was so many.
1,050.
1,050.
93,173.
I might have missed
Point
one
two.
Or two.
That was a wrestling joke.
Liar.
So Christmas was nice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I went to my fiance's house. Her mom is like a born-again I love Jesus.
No.
Jew?
So I took the high road of not wanting to say anything stupid. So I just got drunk.
Oh.
Yeah, it went great.
Is that sarcasm?
Yeah. Yeah, big time.
You don't get along with them?
I was in another room the entire time. I ate and I went in the other room.
Did they like you or no?
Oh, I've known them for 4 years, I guess.
I've known a lot of people for 4 years that don't like me.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things like,
Take him or leave him.
Yeah?
Yeah, whatever.
They don't care that you're marrying their daughter?
Probably not.
Did they like her?
I don't think so. Okay. I think they like me better than her.
Because you're Sean.
Well, duh. Everyone loves me.
There you go.
Kind of an easy bill.
What is that noise?
What is that? Is somebody dying?
The coffee percolating?
My coffee percolating.
Percolating.
Get into fucking century. Yeah, use a coffee
percolating. Coffee is percolating.
Get yourself a K-cup machine there, buddy.
Yeah. Fuck.
Go with the program.
There's a coffee maker. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Those are fucking sweet.
Yeah.
Those are fucking sweet.
I used to sell them.
I hate them at work because no one ever reloads the water.
Oh, yeah. We have the ones that are hardwired into the water system.
Ooh.
Whoa.
At work. Not
nice hand gesture.
My one at home you got to fill up, but it's a pretty big reservoir.
Ooh.
Well, you know, which one do you have? Do you have the...
Like a Magnum
condom. Is it gray? Is it blue?
Black.
Black.
Like a Magnum condom.
The step right below the biggest one.
Oh. Okay, it's a special edition.
Yes.
Blacks are usually the biggest ones.
That's $139.99.
I got it on sale, bitch.
Oh, man.
Right? The black ones are usually bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, usually.
Yeah, but they make a lot less rights.
I think the white ones are kind of medium, and like the yellow ones are the smallest.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what are you spitting?
The Keurigs.
What? I'm lost. Sorry.
No. I like coffee the makers. Apple cider.
Oh. I like the iced tea.
I have the half and half iced tea.
Yeah, you put some ice in a cup, fill that son bitch. Yeah, put some maybe sweet and low or sugar. Delish.
Sweet and Lou? Who's Sweet and Lou?
Sweet and
I'm
Lou.
I'm sweet. This is Lou.
23-23.
All knotted up.
What else happened?
She was a front runner for Tebow. So
it's
I hope
it's 2012 now, guys.
Yeah. Good job,
oh,
Derek.
The last year of our existence.
I must have missed it.
Yeah.
That's why I planned my wedding for 2013.
Good planning.
Yep, got a year to call it off.
I'll call it off December 22nd.
But Marty McFly went to 2015.
Yeah. Back to the Future's fake. Get over it.
Nope. Uh-huh.
I think Back to the Future is more real than mine's.
Could be. Could very well be.
I'd say they're just about on par.
So, now that we're crashing a little bit.
I don't think so.
Oh, wait. The Marty McFly shoes. It was on a Pawn... Whoa. Pawn Stars. Almost said porn.
Easy.
Right? Some guy came in and tried to sell his version of the Nike version of the Marty McFly shoes from 2015.
Yeah.
And he wanted like... What was it?
$30,000.
Something like that. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I think they sold for that too.
They're like,
they?
Oh, I'll give you $20 for it.
It's like, I'll give you $1,500.
They don't have power laces. So I'll give you like $1,640.
It's a hard market for it. It's a hard market for it.
Sean, I can't sell these. Shut the fuck up and go to sleep.
Ugh, just die.
Do these power laces still work? Need some power laces fluid in them.
It's a very I don't know. Zooey Deschanel is getting divorced.
Who?
Zooey Deschanel.
Who the fuck is that?
The actress?
Yeah, that doesn't help me.
That looks exactly like Katy Perry.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking
from
about.
From Elf.
Katy Perry's getting divorced,
and
too.
Katy Perry's getting divorced,
she's
too.
Yeah, which back furthers, on the market.
Which furthers mine and everyone else's assumption that they are the same person.
Because
they look exactly the same.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Zooey Deschanel.
Wait, does this Zooey Deschanel have amazing hooters?
They're nice.
Okay.
She was in that movie with Jim Carrey, too, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm good.
She looks exactly like Katy Perry.
Okay, it's a very, very vaguely familiar name, but
I don't
know.
She's very awkward.
No, if you saw her. She was in
Elf.
Like I said, Elf.
Yes, never seen it.
Yes, man.
Never seen it.
Oh, my God. What are you?
Matt hates like Will Ferrell.
She's not in Mortal Kombat at all. I don't know how else to refer her.
Oh, yeah, maybe she will be. You never know.
Oh, is that Vaughn? Is that Vaughn with us? Vaughn always used to make those kinds of jokes.
That's why we love him.
It doesn't have anything to do with Mortal Kombat wrestling. He doesn't know anything about it.
But anyway, she's getting a divorce. So, with her split, somebody got a hold of her bank statements and whatnot, and they kind of showed, all the kind of money that she spends each month, and it's pretty tame,
really,
for a movie star.
She's not exactly a star, though.
Well, like 15 G's
is.
A month.
Matapedia doesn't know who she is. Okay, name a third.
A third what?
Movie that she was in. Yeah, so she's not in 1,000 movies.
And she's not a good
fucking
actress.
Let's look her up.
If Matapedia,
if you can't name three movies that she's in, then
she's in that new show, The New Girl or whatever.
Yeah, that doesn't.
Yeah, you know what? If they've only been acting for like 4 or 5 years, then they're not famous.
The Matt has spoken.
She's actually been acting for quite a number.
If they were acting as a child and doing like
500 Days of Summer, The Happening, Almost Famous, Yes Man, Your Highness, Our Idiot Brother.
Oh, I did love that movie.
Let me see if I just know great movies from looking at. Oh, one of the related searches is oh yeah, I know who she is.
You know who Simpsons. She is, right?
Yeah, she kind she vaguely looks like Katy Perry.
Yeah, I mean, I would fuck Katy Perry. I wouldn't fuck her.
I'd probably bang them both.
I feel like she wouldn't appreciate it. I feel like she'd just lay there. And go, oh, this is great.
I hate chicks like
she
that.
She kind of looks.
No,
like
this is so good. I just can't.
She looks like she could pass for like her sister,
with less money.
Yeah.
Anyway, so her salary for her TV show New Girl. $95,000 a month.
Right? What?
That's what she gets for doing the TV show.
What the fuck are we doing here? Let's get on TV. Amount.
Go ahead. Be my guest. Oh, I fully support your decision.
Do you look like her?
Yeah. Dining out expenses. Ready for this? $500 a month.
That's not bad. That's less than I spend.
I know.
Because she probably doesn't eat a lot.
There's no.
Mats are all gift cards.
All Outback.
Clothing expenses. $2,000 a month.
That's okay.
It's kind of
laundry and cleaning expense of $600 per month.
That's expensive.
Cell phone and email expenses, $300 per month. Charitable donations, $1,500 per month. Hmm. And credit card debt, zero.
Boom, boom.
That's the most impressive one.
Yeah.
If you change her clothing and credit cards, you switch those, that's about my budgets.
You know what? I have a lot of things in common with her. You know, the food
spending.
She's
totally fucker.
The food spending and the credit card debt.
Yeah.
That's fucking pretty awesome.
She has over $1.5 million in the bank.
Nice.
About $1.6 in stocks and other investments.
Nice.
She owns property worth close to $700,000.
Nice. So she's worth about $2.7 million.
Let's kill her.
Yeah. And she's divorcing the lead singer from...
Nickelback.
Coldplay.
Good Charlotte.
The Traveling Wilburys.
Typo negative.
I divorce him because he's dead.
Alien and Farm.
Death Cab for Cutie.
Oh.
Fag Band for Faggy.
30 Seconds to Mars.
Bruno Mars.
Bruno San Martino.
He's not real.
That's not a band.
So I think it's pretty. There are probably people in this area that spend more than that.
It's possible.
Maybe.
So. I would say in Holmdel, yeah.
Maybe, yeah. Holmdel, Red Bank area.
Sure. Thompson.
Local reference.
Coastline. So, hey, good for her. She's going to hang on to the cash.
Local reference.
And, of course, Katy Perry is also divorcing Russell Brand, who's breathing in the mic like a monster.
Do not
is that
know.
You, Steve?
That's not me. Oh, now it's not because the microphone's away from your head. I hope she spills his coffee right in your cock.
Damn.
Oh, it's so hot.
Nice mug. Tinkerbell.
You, how many Tinkerbell mugs do you have?
I'm not the Tinkerbell freak.
You're the one that's been drinking out of the Tinkerbell cups all day.
That's all I have. She buys Tinkerbell cups. That's it.
Twinkerbell?
Twinkerbell.
Twinkerbell.
Oh, never mind.
Don't talk about the Tinkerbell cups.
Every day I'm Tinkerbelling.
X-nay on the Inkerbell tang.
Okay.
All right, so we don't care about
I want to talk about Katy Perry's breasts.
You do? Yeah, her and Russell Brand. Russell Brand.
The new Russell Band.
Splitting up. Not much happening.
He's a greasy-looking mofo.
He is.
I'm surprised it lasted as long as it
does
did.
Does it say why they're getting divorced?
Irreconcilable differences.
Find a different website, my
small
brother.
Penis.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I read somewhere or something. Hang on a second.
She's divorcing him because he's into some kind of wheelchair porn.
Yeah, I heard that.
That's what I've read. So it's on the internet. It's got to be true.
Actually, I think it was him that left her.
Let's just put it this way. We're on the internet, okay?
Oh.
He left her over like having a dick or something.
Oh.
Yeah. She finally gave it up to him, and she had a penis.
Well, it's interesting.
She's single?
Now.
How long is divorce take?
I don't know what she files on her taxes, but...
It'll be official in 2013.
Oh. I'll be 18.
Nice. Legal. Ka-ching.
Lindsay Lohan got a tattoo on her hand.
What an idiot.
It says live without regrets.
Oh, so.
Yeah, it's going great for her so
she
far.
She is.
It's the outline of my dick.
So
she's nasty looking.
Yeah. So Megan Fox gets hers removed, and then Lindsay Lohan has to compensate by getting another one.
Yes.
Maybe they just slapped fives, and then they just switched. It's the outline of my dick.
Must only be like three fingers wide.
Ooh, damn.
Nailed it.
The dick, I mean.
My lips are going to have a tattoo of her. Nips.
Motherfucking nips. Two CCs.
Two CCs of pure meat nips.
Nips.
Meaty.
Top hat nips.
Nips.
I love nips.
You love Hershey Kiss nips. Nip. Hershey nips.
I love any nips.
Nips. I love when it's just one any nip.
What is all that noise?
I don't know.
I want nips.
The fuck?
Jamie's just making lots of noise.
I think she's Jamie. Doing it on purpose.
Hey, keep it down in there. Thank you.
She's making some noise.
I don't believe in spousal abuse, so Steve, don't you dare lay a hand on your wife. I'll kick her ass.
Thank you.
So what else do we have? Because that really just
nobody
that.
Cares about Zoe Chanel, bitch.
No.
No, nobody.
I'm trying to
cares.
Find the Russell Brand wheelchair shit.
Oh my god,
it's not true.
God.
Just type in, why are they getting divorced? Not they, but put in their names.
wheelchair.
Oh. Do you know why the Russell Brand left her?
No.
Oh
no!
And don't okay. waste our
They're
time.
They're saying that she asked him to file because her parents are very religious.
Yes.
Fuck that Tim Tebow shit.
Oh shit.
She originally did like Christian music.
I'm fucked. Hope Sheila's parents don't do that.
Until she got big tits.
She actually said she prayed for big tits when she was a kid.
She got them. And then she got big old tits with some nips.
Her nips are probably the size of my fist.
I can say nips and tits all day.
Yep.
And you do.
You definitely do.
And I do.
All
and
fucking day.
And I don't stop unless I fart. Or tweet.
I've seen you tweet and fart at the same time.
Kicking his feet on the chair, like holding underneath his legs, like he's trying to squeeze one out.
His toenails are painted, by the way.
Still?
Again?
I let my daughters paint them. No.
What are they painted?
They're like that fucking...
Clear?
No, you jackass.
I can't see any.
Pink? I don't see like a pink.
Do you ever wear socks?
No, it just looks like you're...
Yeah, every time I'm here, you have no socks on.
I don't wear socks in my
it
house.
It looks like your toes are losing circulation from here.
What?
Because it's like pink, and then it's white, and then it's skin color, so it looks like your toes are losing circulation.
Yeah. It's that like latexy nail polish stuff when you have kids now. Like they paint it on, I can just peel it off, but then it leaves like a stain on my nail.
Gross.
Yeah.
Nips.
Cool quality time.
Should've round
taking nips. Two CCs of my fucking nips.
Derek, did you find it yet?
Yeah, I found it. Whatever. He likes to watch porn with some guy in a wheelchair.
What?
With some guy in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Does he whack him off?
Well, no, not him and a guy in a wheelchair. I like to watch porn together. He watches a porn that features a guy in a wheelchair.
Never heard of this.
So he likes wheelchair
so
porn.
Look up this wheelchair porn guy and find out who he is.
Well,
let's find him. Let's watch a little bit of it.
They don't link to it.
Oh.
Google.
Do you think there's semen stains on the fucking seat of the wheelchair?
What do you think keeps him in place?
Yeah, he uses it for the brakes. He's like, I got to stop.
I used to be an EMT, and I had to transport like a quadriplegic person, kind of.
And you jerked him off on the way. I fucking knew it.
I think it was like severely MS or something. But he had MS. Behavior problems, too, and the nurse... didn't think we could hear her, whispered if he behaved that she would give him a hand job when we brought him back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Describe such a nurse.
Fucking,
oh, she was gross. But I mean, if I was him, I would be excited.
Did she moisturize her hands daily?
I don't know. It's so true, though, and it's a local joint.
Local reference.
What was that Jim Henson movie with the...
Kermit the Frog?
Dark Crystal.
What?
Dark Crystal! You ever saw Dark Crystal? Nobody saw Dark Crystal.
Nope.
Oh, got molested.
Never mind then.
Oh, yeah, he fell out a window. Nah. Oh, yeah, that noise was in Spider-Man 3.
Oh, God damn it.
That's a true story, though, by the way. No idea what's talking about.
We were all freaked out.
Taking fucking inventory over there?
Yeah, well, let's just go through some other stuff here.
Well, that one's going to smell like
five
chili.
Five mics, and there's one, two, three. There's five of us. Why don't I have a mic?
Jamie, do you want a mic?
You want to talk about Kirstie Alley's tattoo?
You want some nips?
Oh, no.
Want some nips?
What'd she get?
Something that's probably going to be huge one day.
Please tell me it's something like a cheeseburger. burger with cheese.
Bursty Alley.
She got.
Is she still skinny?
She's skinnier than she was last time we saw her, apparently.
Well, she, on Dancing with the Stars, I probably would have plowed that.
She's
ass.
Thinner than then.
Really?
Yeah.
She's thinner than when she was on Dancing with the Stars.
Look Who's Talking, I would have plowed that ass.
Damn.
Yeah, but now I think
I never
still
thought
do
she
it
was attractive. She always kind of had that weird.
That
like
eyes were like real skinny. <man. laughs>
She looked like a smoker, if she, and yeah, she probably wasn't one.
Mm-hmm. She had a really nice body
she
back
like,
in the 80s.
And then she looked like she had blue cheese toes. Blue cheese on my toes.
After Kirstie Alley announced she wanted a tattoo of her children's initials, T for son, True, and L for her daughter Lily, to celebrate her 61st birthday, Ellen DeGeneres gross made sure she got her birthday wish. Because apparently you need Ellen to get a tattoo.
No, Ellen does tattoos on the side.
Oh, does she?
Yeah. Mm.
The talk show host surprised Kirstie Alley with a tattoo artist from the reality show LA Inc.
And she
didn't need to fly somebody in from
no,
LA.
No, she didn't fly him. She tuna boated over there.
Damn.
To put two letters on somebody's wrist.
Oh, like pussies. I get it.
Yeah, like, cause Ellen's gay.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
And Kirstie Alley is too now.
Oh, really?
So yeah, when Kirstie Alley gains all the weight back, then that tattoo's going to turn like the alphabet.
Pretty much.
She's okay. Gained and lost that weight a couple times.
Several times. Yeah. She's never been this thin.
That's yeah, just unhealthy.
Since she's gotten fat, she's never been this thin.
It's very, okay, it's very, I would small right
munch
on
it
wrist.
I would definitely munch it.
Ew.
It's very what?
It looks like some, like, it looks like a little Japanese symbol or something. Mm-hmm. It's like right on her wrist. It's stupid.
Okay. Ew, imagine what her box looks like.
Losing and gaining all that weight.
Yeah.
Imagine she doesn't know like really what it means, and Ellen had the tattoo artist, like, fish tacos is what it really means
fish
or something.
Fish tacos.
I heart dykes.
Cunty McSmelly pussy.
Come, come, dick fart.
What?
Thanks, Kev.
So, yeah, that happened.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's
next
going on with Casey Anthony?
Who cares? Oh, she's
still
got that,
alive?
She's got that video
yeah,
blog.
She's got a,
dude,
a blog.
I would bang her also.
You know what? I saw the little clip of her talking, and I think she looks awful now.
Oh, man. Oh,
she wasn't Steve, you don't stick your dick in crazy. Never stick your dick in crazy.
I've never done that.
Because next
before
thing you know, crazy sticks it in you.
That's right. A knife.
Oh, oh yeah, yes. Knife.
Yeah, she was talking about how she thinks she can finally start her life over again or something.
She adopted a dog.
Yeah, now that she slayed dog, yeah, her family.
Wow. Slayed her family. Derek, the law says that she didn't do it. So
well, obviously she did.
She didn't do it.
Yeah, her and OJ.
If the tampon don't fit, you must
what
quit.
What did he eventually go to prison for? Wasn't it like embezzling or something?
Being black.
No, he stole. He had a bunch of like memorabilia that was stolen from him,
mm-hmm,
and so he went and stole it back, like with a gun or something. I don't know. God.
And the judge is like, "Oh no, a Negro, you must go away."
I don't know what they were thinking back in 1995.
Yeah.
Shit.
So she's trying to capitalize on this video, Casey Anthony, by selling it. Hello.
Oh, well, what's up?
Up, oh, you're denied. Fuck you, button.
Womp, womp, womp.
Who was it?
Is that what she talked about, though? Adopting a dog?
Okay.
Adopting a dog?
I only saw like a 30-second clip of it.
She adopted a dog, and everybody's like, oh, that's not right.
She's not allowed to have a dog because we think she murdered her child. We think she did. So she can't have a dog.
She didn't murder a dog. She's not fucking Michael Vick.
Can you imagine what's going to happen if her dog winds up dead?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Go, really, I swear to God.
In like 14 years.
All I know is I put the solar cover on the pool, and the dog fell in.
And I quickly sealed it up.
And I never taught him the doggy paddle.
14 years, the dog's going to die after like a hip replacement. They're going to be like, oh, you killed it.
You fucking murdered her.
She was 14. She was a pug. She couldn't even breathe.
This is borderline genocide.
When is it going to stop?
It was abuse. Its pancreas was huge. I gave him table food. I'm sorry. But you're still hot. You want to pose for a fucking Playboy?
I hope she does get an offer and hope she takes it. Because I just want to see her naked.
I'm offering to fucking come dick fart on her.
Okay.
Oh, okay. There goes the joke. Now it's dead.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
Stupid pink faggot robe.
Yeah, she said she. What'd she do here? She got her nose pierced or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Who?
And Casey Anthony.
Yeah, I'd fuck her.
Who the fuck? Who the fuck is following Casey Anthony? He's like, oh my guys. She's getting her nose pierced.
I think she like hides in a house too. I don't think she ever comes.
Yeah,
out.
She says she's like a hermit. She's like short blonde hair now.
Brunette again now.
Oh,
didn't she refuse to change her name too or something?
What?
Didn't they want her to like change her name for like her protection and like
there was some like black dude in Pennsylvania that was getting all these threatening phone calls.
Yeah, he was like, what, Brad?
His name was Casey Anthony.
That's awesome.
you imagine the first day, they're like, Casey Anthony murders child. Everyone comes to work the next
like,
day.
What?
Oh, fucking Casey's here. You believe this?
With the, there
the
was
first call, he was answered back like, fuck you, Crip.
see, now I can relate this to Mortal Kombat because.
Oh, good.
Finish him.
Because in.
That's how it went with the baby.
In Mortal Kombat 1, EGM Magazine released a story about a hidden character in the game that was discovered by a man named Tony Casey. So if you look him up in the phone book, you know, or, well, his name's Anthony.
Oh, my God.
You can look on the phone book and his name is Casey
yeah,
Anthony.
Yeah, because everyone looks through the fucking phone book these days.
YellowPages.com. We have that now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chaz Bono saving up to buy a penis.
Really?
Oh, my yeah. God. You know what? As gross and disgusting and as much as this thing should be slaughtered.
Thing!
I want to really is a thing. That's
I
want to
fuck her. I want to fuck her before she gets a penis Why? Just to make headlines and get some people to recognize
she
the show.
Who's this? Fucking sideburns.
Who's Chaz Bono.
She is disgusting.
Oh, ew. Yeah,
disgusting.
No, it's totally ew. I'm
ew.
Taking
disgusting.
One for the team here.
Disgusting.
No one's asking you to take one for the team. That's not even like a goal.
Yeah, but it's good promotion for the show.
Good promotion to fuck Chaz Bono.
Yes. Disgusting.
It would be all over TMZ, Jersey Shore, and fucking Ellen.
It'd be all over
what
nothing.
What the fuck kind of span do you have?
The only your
TMZ,
friends would laugh at you, and that's all. That nothing.
Jersey
else
Shore
happen.
And Ellen.
Yes. So basically,
nothing in between those.
That's from A to Z. That's covering A to Z right there.
Why don't you wait until he gets a penis, and then he can fuck you?
Damn.
Boom, boom.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. That's really taking one for the team.
I'll do it if I have to.
Yeah, I think you're onto something there.
Says Chaz is in the market for a phallus. He tells Rolling Stone magazine. Talking for the first time publicly about his downstairs business. Mm-hmm. He says he's leaning more towards, metoidoplasty, which he describes as a procedure that uses what you already have down there, which has grown larger from the testosterone, which is basically the huge
clitoris, yes.
I guess.
Her
swollen, big
swollen pink fucking knob.
How big can it get that it would actually resemble
not
a
probably
pretty
not
long,
big enough.
Because there's actually natural ones that are pretty nice and juicy and thick.
Yeah, but what if it's not naturally, you know, whatever.
Well, you're talking about a significant increase here if it's anywhere near a penile.
It's probably going to be maybe an inch. Or two.
Maybe. Fuck that. If I was in the market for a dick, I'd get a huge one.
Damn.
Yeah.
Like, hi, I like your forearm, please.
Like, I'd be like, I want some of mine taken back so it's big.
Not fucking huge. It says you end there up with limits. A smaller phallus than with phallostophy. Phalloplasty, sorry. Mm-hmm. But it's fully functional. It gets erect and the sensation is all there.
Do you pee?
The procedure will cost somewhere between $25,000 and $45,000.
That's not that bad.
No, yeah, do you have that?
You could probably get like a new Hyundai for that shit.
Why doesn't
or a penis.
Why doesn't Chaz just get the forearm thing where they grow it on your arm and then they attach it?
Yeah.
That costs like $300,000 though.
I drive like a fucking Hyundai.
Why don't you just get like a little Nerf gun attached to the tip of it? Like a little pocket Nerf gun.
Why don't you just deal with the fact that you have a pussy.
Yeah, why don't you just be a woman?
Seriously.
Because that's what you are. You're a woman.
They make strap-ons that cost $12.
Yeah. Oh.
Is that all they cost now?
I don't know. What's this receipt say?
Just find someone that wants your disgusting fat body and deal with it.
This is the fact that
I would sucker man tits. Oh, my fucking
Well,
God.
This thing has man to tits. That's gross.
Yeah, even and I mean, a shaved head.
he got them taken off, but they're still pretty big.
Yo, because it's just fat.
It's just...
There's a whole thing on the news on him, her, it, and they actually showed him in a pool topless.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah.
You see the scars.
And they didn't blow it out.
No, they didn't, because it's apparently
they were trying to honor that as Chaz Bono. If it was anybody else, they would have bleeped it out anyway.
If it was anybody else, they wouldn't put him in the fucking news.
True.
That's also a good point.
Really, like, just the most disgusting person in Hollywood right now. Just bottom line.
Christopher Lloyd.
It's Katy Perry.
No, it's Chaz.
I want to be a woman, Marty.
Take me back to the future.
Doc, where'd you go? You came back, you look like a woman.
Chaz, you can have my penis.
You know, Marty, I just want to stop shaking.
Wait, what? What the hell was that?
I don't know.
Michael J. Fox?
Michael J. Fox impersonating Doc, calling himself Marty.
Yes. It's the caffeine.
Oh, the best is this is just an old callback. We were doing the Back to the Future thing.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it. I can't wait to hear this. I'll totally remember
and
it.
Matt does the, you got to keep it on the road, Marty.
Marty, if you want to get up to 88 miles per hour, you got to keep the car on the road. That was when we were making fun of his Parkinson's.
Why don't you shake like a leaf and get out
that was
of here?
The, that was a good one, yeah. Why don't you shake like a leaf and get out of here? That was a good one back in the day. Doesn't have the bite anymore.
No, but it was funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I must.
That was my. That was one of my show clips for a while.
Yeah, gotta keep it on the road.
Shake like a leaf.
Yeah.
Guess you had to. Guess you had to be there.
Shut up, Sean. I'm taking out of the intro.
Yeah.
I'll get two clips next week.
Yeah. I'll just leave guards longer.
Just leave the sh part of Sean.
What she said.
And sh. And shitty ass Sean.
And. No. Keep it down, bro.
Sorry.
Dun 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 dun. Oh, here's a subject I always like to talk about.
Ooh.
Tipping.
Oh yeah.
Like now I think we're all over tippers here.
Like
right?
Tipping
all
the scale.
Time. No, like tipping.
Cow tipping.
The customer. Water over the bowl.
Waitresses.
Yes.
Oh, I can fuck with that.
Right. Just the tip.
The pink tip.
Yes.
All right.
Some guidelines on whether you're tipping correctly, which I'm sure we all. Like I said, we're all over at least 20%.
Hang on, before you get into this, I want to shoot something out. You tell me if it's correct.
Okay.
All right. a group of us, probably about, I think about 7 to 8 of us at the diner for approximately 6 hours. Okay.
My gosh.
Yeah.
I remember those days.
I'm just going to go ahead and say you probably should have paid part of the rent.
Okay. So we all picked up the bill and told Steve number one to leave the tip, and he left a dime.
Wow.
Is that bad or good?
That's bad.
Oh, okay. All right.
Did you allow it to happen? And just
we didn't know until the next, like, we found out the next day.
It's good in, like,
we knew
Russia.
The waitress. She's like, what the motherfucker?
Do you really mean that you found out when you got outside the door?
Is that PB?
Oh, we're already out.
Who?
PB?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and this chick from the burger. She needs every dollar she can get.
Oh, okay. You're going to judge her, but yet you spent 6 hours at a diner.
Oh, I was like, I didn't say, guys, don't leave.
Don't you fucking get up.
It really
no,
was.
We're getting our money's worth.
If you get up, I'm gonna break your legs.
The salad bar says all you can eat.
And that's like an unprecedented act. Like, I don't think there are any kids, like, or at least 20-year-old kids who would ever want to hang out at the diner for 6 hours.
Yeah.
Except us.
Yeah. Losers.
It just doesn't happen.
Well, cause I smoked back then, and we didn't have to leave the diner for that. Mm-hmm. I could just smoke. Mm-hmm. And sit down.
Whole pack of cigarettes at the diner.
And we were girthy.
Oh yeah.
Balls.
Oh, I wasn't girthy.
Well, this is on, what is this on? Yahoo. It says, should you tip on the tax?
Technically, you're not supposed to tip on tax. You're supposed to tip on the actual amount of the food.
Yeah.
But I always tip on, I don't really tip on anything. I just give money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even, like, you guys, sometimes you guys like, go all mathematical and shit on it. I just give whatever I think is reasonable.
I just give money.
I just double whatever's in the 10 spot.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, double and move the decimal. Double round up, move the decimal over. There you go.
Yeah, if it's like $35, I'll give
$7.
Mm-hmm.
I probably give 10.
I usually just generally always just give 10, yeah. No matter, like, you know, unless it's like $10.
All I got was a soda.
Leave a 10.
Mm.
We've let's see, there was a time at Friendly's we left like, I think it was like 20 on a 20.
Wow.
Yeah. We're just nice like that sometimes.
Oh.
100%
well,
tip.
You know what? To be honest with you, I don't even, I'm not even one to just give out money, but I like to tip big.
Okay.
I like to make the person feel special.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Friendly's in Woodbridge Mall one time, and I had the fucking cuntiest waitress in the world.
Did you tip her?
It was me and my cousin Vinny.
I fucking knew it was going to happen.
Did you leave him 2 utes?
What's
a ute? What?
All right, is that everybody's out of everybody's system?
Fred Gwynn?
Wait, hang on. Is he a lawyer?
He's a fireman.
Oh, okay. Is he Italian?
Is he doing Marissa Tomei?
No. Yes.
Does he have a problem with dry cleaning?
I don't fucking know. Oh.
Is he Joe Pesci?
I'm Joe Pesci, yeah.
Have you ever seen that movie?
That's a good movie.
What, you done there?
My cousin Vinny.
Did he ever get that car out of the mud?
And anyway, what's your story?
Okay. Oh, wait, we're good?
Okay, so are you related to Ralph Macchio? You know the Karate Kid?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
We're watching that today?
No.
It was on somewhere.
We were watching football.
Shut up and tell your story.
Oh. So we're leaving fucking Cunty McCunterson. She's like, have a great fucking day.
She said that?
Oh, no, she didn't say the F word, but that's exactly how she said it. So we stand up, we pay the bill, we come back. You know, I take my usual... Then we're getting ready to bounce. He stands up. I paid the bill. He's going to leave the tip. Reaches into his pocket, just grabs a handful of change and throws it. And all you hear is change hitting everywhere on the seat, the floor. And he goes, good enough. And we walk out.
Wow.
Mm.
Class out the ass.
So you left a turd in a bowl and changed on the table, and that was the tip.
And she probably had to clean it.
Did you ever go back to that place?
No.
No, okay.
Well, it does say you don't have to tip on the tax because the restaurant doesn't get that money. Number two, what's the correct amount to tip on drinks?
Every two, I give a dollar.
It should be a buck a drink.
Buck a drink? It tends
that's
to add
a little
up.
Ridiculous.
Well, you know what? I do a buck every time I go up. If you're going
Me
up
too.
And down, up and down, up and down.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
It says the standard most bars is $1 for each beverage or 10%, which generally adds up to a dollar.
What?
Beers
what are
like,
they talking about? The city or something?
Beer is like $2.50. I'm not going to leave her a quarter.
That's what I'm saying.
Beer is $2.50. Where are you going?
There's a lot of places.
Local reference. Hiawatha. Hiawatha.
There's a lot of places that give the $2 domestics, but
like Mike's Hiawatha. Local reference.
But like I was saying, even on like a $4 or $5 drink, a dollar per drink that's like a lot. Yeah. I usually do it every other.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Every two, you give her a buck.
Yeah.
Did you ever notice that?
I'm not going to. Only if I can give her a quarter.
Or him.
Or him. Sorry. Didn't want to be sexist.
Yeah.
But the only way I would give him the quarter is if I can like flick it at him and go, here you go. Ding. And it flies to the air. And they go,
and he catches it and bites it to make sure it's real.
All right. Thanks, have a good
Governor.
One.
It's not chocolate. Take care, kid.
Wow. Real quick, a question about bars.
Yeah.
I've noticed, maybe you guys can agree.
You go to bars a lot, I know.
I've been to millions of bars since before you were
again, a very
before you were
huge
out of the womb,
over-exaggeration.
Before you were fucking thought of.
Yeah,
before
huge
you were
exaggeration.
Even a fucking...
A million? You've been to a million bars.
Probably close.
You're a goddamn liar.
So, did you ever notice, like, the better the bar, like, the classier the bar, the better the alcohol?
That's a stupid fucking question.
Better the alcohol.
Yeah, like, I've gone to shithole bars recently. Yeah. And, like, the beer was just disgusting.
Why do you think it's a shithole bar?
That's why.
Well, what kind of bar are you? What kind of beer are you getting? Like from the bottle or
yeah,
from,
no, like, no,
from the tap?
From the tap.
Well, it's probably because their taps are probably disgusting.
Yes.
I don't clean them.
Yes. That's why I don't go with Sean.
Anybody who works at a bar will tell you, do not drink from the tap. No. Because it's disgusting and they don't clean it.
Oh.
They don't.
But I still drink from the tap because it's delicious.
I get them by the
so
pitcher.
Much better.
Just pitcher them.
Well, when I used to get the Woodchuck Cider from...
Hoodfuck Spider.
I used to get that from the Clada, local reference.
I'd
always get that from the tap, and that's the best woodchuck I've ever had.
Woodchuck on tap.
They had it on tap. I don't know if they still do, and it was going. That's all classic. I ever had.
I heard that went out when Benny went out.
Oh. And, yeah.
Yep. Cider on tap is always good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That place is fucking trashy.
Yeah, but the beer was good there.
Yeah, the people are. The place isn't.
Yeah, well, the place is nice.
No, the place is fantastic. I love everything about it.
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah. Got Sean a job there.
Yeah. Yep.
When was that?
I don't know. When I first met him.
When we were going there. I was still living in Highlands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was like bartending like noon and shit.
Oh. I like did not know that at all.
I seen the other owner outside in the back, and I was like, yo, my friend's looking for a job. And he's like, all right, send him in. I was jogging by.
Yo, asshole.
That was a cool place, though. They had bands and stuff. It's a pretty cool place.
Yeah. The owner used to give away everything.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just sat at the bar
the
all
first
day.
Day went, oh, my God. The first day we went there was fantastic. Like, he just kept feeding us drinks, man. And then we were telling him, look, dude, I'm going to die of alcohol poisoning no more. Mm-hmm. He's like, all right, top it off with a Guinness.
Dude, he was so specific.
You're going
to
die, drink this.
He was so specific. If you poured it wrong, he made you pour it out and pour it again.
Yeah. This guy, man, he was so drunk every time he went there that, you could tell it was just his lifelong dream to run a bar. And once he got to the point where he was running the bar, he just gave the bar away. And he gave his life away to the bar because he's dead now.
He gave his life away to the bottle.
He used to live upstairs.
Oh.
Yes.
Along with many illegal Mexicans.
Nice.
Many.
And you could smoke in the kitchen.
Several.
You could smoke. That's why it had that delicious smoky taste.
Yeah.
Oh man.
The Clatterburger was delicious.
Oh yeah.
We gotta go there just for old time's sake. Mm-hmm. When's the last time you actually had like a woodchucks and stuff? Gross.
I have to pee. So
what? What's that?
When's the last time you had like a woodchucks or whatever?
A woodchuck cider? Yeah. Not too long ago.
Yeah.
No, I don't like regular beer. It's disgusting. I drink like the Twisted Teas and stuff. Just something with flavor.
Just something to moisten your vagina.
Dad, do you have that in Seagram's?
Seagram's.
Have you Schweppes back there?
Oh, I got so sick on those fucking Seagram's, the bottle drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh. The apple ones or whatever.
It's a ton of sugar in them.
Oh, I know. And I was in Knoebels at the
Chernobyl's.
Park. And I just drank a shitload of them and went on a roller coaster.
Really sick.
Basically.
The crayons melting on the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Go ahead, Derek.
I like drinking.
Yeah, you know, when I can.
I miss it. I haven't had a beer in 2 months.
Wow.
No, you had plenty of fucking bitch tit wine.
Bitch tit. That was also like a month ago, actually.
Number three, do you always tip your barista?
What's a barista?
Someone who works at Starbucks, basically.
That's
someone
terrible.
Who makes your coffee.
I can't even go into that shithole.
Okay, actually, Dunkin' Donuts, if I were to pay, like if it came out to like four and change, I'd just give them a five, and whatever change they give me, I would just throw it in their cup.
I
measure that change. If it's like 4.74, I'm like, all right, fuck it, there you go. If it's like 4.02 and they give me 98 cents, I'm like, no, fuck this, toll money.
It's almost a dollar.
Fuck you guys. I got 2 cents somewhere.
I see what you're doing.
I could trick a dumb cashier at the local supermarket and be like, I need a dollar for this. You know, it's close enough.
That's right.
Do they really do that? Or?
You could.
Oh, sweet. All right, I got to take a piss.
Oh, go ahead.
Sweet. Go take a piss.
And the listenership has just gone up.
And he's picking his ass crack.
I just can't wait till next week's show.
How many listeners do we have?
I think one.
Four.
Counting you?
Well, usually the when we do it in a row, the next one is better.
It doubles, right? It doubles?
Doubles the entertainment.
Yeah, because nobody knows that we're even on. Oh. When, if ever, is it acceptable to leave a bad tip?
Depending on service.
If you get insulted by the staff.
Yeah.
Or if you fart.
Wow.
Loud.
Ooh.
But what?
You definitely cleared that tunnel out before I was over here.
The channel.
Oh,
what does it say?
Well, the site says, I don't suggest stiffing servers on the tip because you're punishing all the other people connected to that food chain. I tell people to talk to the manager and say I had very poor service, but I'm leaving a tip anyway. And that's for places where a lot of these, they pool their tips and blah, blah, blah. And
they tip out.
Yeah, well, then they shouldn't be fucking working there.
It's true. Exactly.
It's true. Send them a message. You don't get a tip because you blow.
Yeah. You affect the other people because you say this is the punishment.
Yeah, you're affecting the whole restaurant with being an asshole.
So the dirty illegal Mexican behind the fucking dishwasher can beat the shit out of the waitress for fucking him.
You should be able to punish the whole restaurant if a server sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, and especially as being such a heavy tipper, like if I leave someone the correct tip, that's like the insult for me. Like you're only getting
18%. 18%, that's it.
I might round it up. I might.
If I'm lazy.
Might round it up. But yeah, being such a, you know, such a big tipper.
Be careful, Sean, you don't get that on my TV.
Yeah, it's expensive.
I still get weirded out if I'm getting to go. I don't know whether a tip or not.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, I know. And also...
Wait, if you're going into to go? Like if you go to Applebee's to go and wait in a parking lot?
Like my point is...
If I wait in a parking lot, I'll tip.
Yeah,
because the
woman
person,
carries it out for you.
Especially if it's like winter and shit.
Mm-hmm.
If it's...
I don't tip them.
You ain't get a tip. It's summertime.
Well, if it's a beautiful day and they're walking around, whatever, fuck them.
Because, like, the like elements outside have anything to do with it.
Like, if it's, like, freezing, if it's raining or something or snowing.
My point was that they're not getting paid the same as a waiter or waitress that day because they're doing a different function. They're not considered a waiter. So they're getting paid, like... Even if it's minimum wage, they're getting paid more than $3.13 an hour or whatever it is. So technically, you don't have to tip them because that's just them doing their job and they're not earning it based upon, you know.
You're not going to tip Pablo in the kitchen. Pablo's here. Yeah. You know, he's here. That's enough.
Yeah, the cook in the back is getting paid, you know, $10 an hour.
Yeah, but you have the option when you call those places to say, I'm coming in.
Yes.
To get it.
Yes.
Don't do anything for me.
And they probably still have a tip jar on the counter. I hate places with tip jars when nobody is getting nobody's getting paid under minimum wage. It's like, that's just saying, can you just give us a little extra?
Yeah.
A little more.
Yeah.
Your meal was $9. Can you give us 10?
The only time I tip at like Subways and shit is when I don't want to carry the change on me. Like I have no pockets.
Yeah.
Like the coin change.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm in my bathrobe and my my workout shorts.
When I give them like a really complicated sub to make and they just do such a good job, I'm like, you deserve like an extra 62 cents. You really do.
2 days in a row, I had Steve retweet this for me because I'm expecting some gratification from Panera Bread. I went there yesterday and I went there today.
Pig.
Yesterday, I got 2 bowls of soup,
huge.
The bread bowls, not just for me,
okay,
and a sandwich.
Gross.
And I come back, my soup is gone. Just not in
they
there.
They drank it?
Just didn't fucking give it to me. And they almost didn't give me my sandwich. I had to ask them if that was it.
You almost didn't get anything.
Yeah, I almost got one bowl of soup, when even though I bought two and a sandwich. Yeah, I know.
So wait, when you went back, did you get what you paid for, though?
Yes. Okay. I went back and I got it. Then today, of course, Lauren wants Panera Bread again. So I went there. I was making my wings, so I said, I'll just get her the soup. So I got her just the soup in the bread bowl, got it home. She asked for broccoli cheddar, and it was chicken noodle. There was nobody in the fucking store. It's not like it was like a mad rush and they mixed up the order. There was four people behind the counter standing there talking. I put in my order. They gave it to me within a minute, and I left. I was the only one.
Pure incompetence.
Online. Pure.
Anytime.
2 days in a row.
Yeah, that's terrible. Anytime you get something much quicker than you expect, you know what? Can you just do it again?
You just get sketched.
Just do it
you
again
just get
because it's not
out.
Right. I'm not even looking at it. I don't care.
I'm just going to put this right in the garbage, yeah. And you're going to do it again because that was way too fucking quick. I want you to pay attention.
It was sitting back there ready because somebody else didn't want it. Yep. You know what? And it's probably not what I ordered. So
hold
do it again.
Hold the spit on this new one, please.
So I sent a tweet to Panera Bread.
Really?
Yeah. I said 2 days in a row I had to leave and come back to the store because my order was either missing or wrong. I said, am I on some kind of list?
And then you had Steve retweet it because...
Yes.
I did it from the Aristocrats and from mine.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm trying to hit him hard.
I got
maybe I'll get some coupons.
Okay. Oh, my God. Guys, there is a man tweeting about us. Oh, my God.
And nobody is seeing it.
And I don't care.
He has 16.
And you don't care.
He has 16 followers.
I have 40.
And 8 of them are spam.
That's it? You only have 40?
Yeah. I was never big on the Twitter.
I'll boost Jeff a little bit.
I never really tweet much.
I got a couple people who have like.
I'm gaining on you.
Around five, yeah. You're about 30 behind me right now. Yeah. Maybe a little less. There's a couple people I know that have like in the thousands. Mm. So
I was up to like 295, and then
like
actually
2005 came
along
and you went back
and
down.
Literally overnight I dropped 30 people. It was like back down to 270.
Because they're probably all spamming.
Yeah, you know, it is.
Yeah,
yes.
And they all went through your tweets. We're like, oh, this guy sucks.
This guy sucks.
Pretty much so.
See, like I almost never tweet. I get like friggin' mentions all the time, and I never tweet.
I tweeted you something the other day. Oh,
the
Hacksaw Jim Duggan. How funny is that?
And this guy over here insisted that really was Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
It says it right on the thing. It's not him.
You told me, like, oh, you ever follow Jim Duggan? He's hilarious. I go, dude, it can't be Jim Duggan. Can't be. His fingers are too big to tweet.
I didn't even know he had one. It had to have been somebody else.
I'm pretty sure it was you, man.
Yep, I was there.
No. It was you. Dusty Rhodes. Dusty Rhodes, I was pushing on you.
I don't think it was Dusty. I don't think it was Dusty, baby.
Hacksaw.
I don't know what that tweeting's all about, baby.
It wasn't Hacksaw. I didn't know if he had one or not.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan, baby. He's got the Twitter going on, if you will.
Derek, what was your McDonald's one the other day?
Oh, with the...
That one, yeah, the raised breast or heart disease, some shit. I don't know what it was, but it made me laugh.
Yeah, there was a person with one of those ribbons, sticker ribbons, that said prevent heart disease, and they were pulling into a McDonald's.
And Derek said, maybe they're going to burn it down.
Let's get them.
They're just going in to sternly look at everyone.
This place is filled with grease.
At Hacksaw J. Duggan.
Mm-hmm.
And it says right on there, not the real Hacksaw, but the tweets are hysterical if you go on there and read them. That's what I want to talk about.
Duggan?
No, not Duggan.
Oh.
This other guy, he's kind of blowing up. Oh, wow, he's already got 34,000 followers.
Damn.
And he has 11 tweets. It's this guy, I'm 28, I have a full-time job leading urban kids on nature hikes. I simply write down shit they say.
That's awesome.
And the Twitter handle is Ghetto Hikes. I'm going to read some of these tweets here because they're fucking hysterical. And he just posts random shit that these kids say. Mm-hmm. Apparently. I don't know. This may be fake, but it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, we better not run into any bears unless it's Smokey. I bet he cool.
That's awesome.
Yo, Mr. Cody, it's like we got in a time machine and traveled to Africa or something. Hey, I'm going to carve this stick into a lifesaver.
Lifesaver.
Oh my god. Where's this? Okay. Yo, how many stars up in here? Next time we camping, I'm gonna bring me a microscope. Peep me some space.
Wow.
Peep me some space.
Did you ever read the guy the
microscope?
Shit my dad says. Who's telling me about
that?
Yeah. One of you guys told me about that. Steve told me about that. Hysterical.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Yeah. Welcome to 3 years ago. They already made a TV show out of it and
what?
Canceled it.
What?
With William Shatner. Shit my dad says. It was a TV show on like ABC.
No idea.
That wasn't.
No idea.
Absolutely was.
You're a fucking liar.
No idea.
Hey there, do you know who Rob Delaney is by any chance?
Nope. Rob Delaney, yeah, he's hysterical.
Oh my God, he is fantastic.
He's like the king of Twitter.
He is, and his comedy is, I honestly think he's probably one of the most funniest people I've ever seen in my life.
Oh my goodness.
I smartened Sean up to him today.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
It's very funny.
How many followers do you have, Steve?
But what does he do exactly?
He kind of does a stand-up. He has a one-man show that he did about his horrible, horrible alcoholism when he was younger. He got into a horrific car accident and didn't remember it. Woke up in the hospital.
Real life?
Half dead. Oh, yeah. But he's very funny.
He's fucking hilarious. Just his bio is fucking great.
Yeah.
Facebook is fucking blowing up about Tim Tebow.
Who cares about that shit?
I hope he fucking dies.
Look at the score downs.
Like someone said, if you still hate on Tebow, you're probably a person who also hates sunshine, babies, and rainbows.
I don't even know what that means.
No, me neither. I hope Tim Tebow walks in front of a
train. Is there something wrong with hating those things?
No, fuck sunshine, babies, and rainbows.
Sunshine, lollipops, and shit. Tebow, everything.
Tebow is about to be the most famous white Bronco since OJ's truck.
Nice. Nice. So, this is the...
Yeah, we're just going to go through our Twitters.
Is it the Tweetstocrats?
The Tweetstocrats? Arista Tweets.
Mm-hmm. I'm just answering texts from my significant other while you guys tweet.
Oh, okay.
Boop, 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 boop. There's a guy, Faux John Madden. He's fucking pretty hilarious.
Faux John Madden.
I got a lot of Rob Delaney on my favorites. I would rather my wife see my browser history than the amount of McDonald's visits on my credit card statement.
His browser history must be pretty clean.
Yeah. When I get home before my wife, I can literally become paralyzed trying to decide whether to masturbate or eat a whole pizza. Oh, my God.
It's pretty good.
Right. Well, we got some. You sent me some stuff.
I sent you a couple stories, and I sent you a list.
Oh, the music list?
Yeah, the music list is mildly entertaining.
I feel like I'm going to want to kill myself.
One of them is.
Yep.
What are these music lists?
What is this? Seven bands that formed divisive music subculture.
Divisive?
Divisive? Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Divisive music subcultures.
Divisible music.
This sounds like a bucket of horse aids.
Well.
A bucket of horse aids.
Let's see if Sean and Steve can come up with any of the bands on the list.
Okay. Again, well, can you define what this is, Matt?
Yeah, what is this? I don't know what divisive means.
Divisive, meaning that there is, you know what? It's almost like another word for cult following.
Okay.
But it's created, like bands that have created an entire subculture that is devoted to their music. Not necessarily the genre, but their music. Like people who are just mindlessly devoted to these bands.
And number seven, probably the reason why you sent it to me.
Perhaps.
Should be number one.
Should be number one. But let's see if you guys can guess
them. I want to guess them.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Wait, I just got to name bands?
No, go ahead.
Yeah, well, think about it.
I thought Aerosmith.
Wait, no, wait, no. I'm saying you got to name bands that have cult followings?
Yeah.
Not just cult followings, because there are people who, like, there are groups of people who like bands, but bands that have made people, like, change their lives. Oh. And, like, live, like, under, like, a code of ethics.
I don't know.
Insane Clown Posse.
Number seven.
I knew they were going to be on there.
Number seven, Insane Clown Posse, a hip-hop duo consisting of professional wrestlers, Violent J and Shaggy 2 Dope, a.k.a. Joseph Bruce and Joseph Ustler.
Joseph Bruce.
Usler.
Usler?
Yeah.
Useless, more like.
Joseph Bruce.
Joseph Bruce.
Such a terrible name.
What a faggot name.
Faggot name.
Which one is that?
That's Violent J.
Joseph Bruce.
It's terrible.
I'm going to comment on it because I don't think I have a burning cross on my front lawn tomorrow.
Yeah.
Damn.
I'll go with Nirvana.
Nope.
I know.
They're not on there? Nope. People have changed their lives.
I'm going to say Jesus Christ Superstar.
What?
Marilyn Manson?
Oh. Nope. I'm going to go ahead and say that nobody is going to get any more of these.
There's a couple of them on there. Well, maybe these guys won't.
No, I fucking hate this. You know them already. I'm looking at them. Yeah. And these two, you'll never get any.
Well, at least I got one. What do I win?
Nothing.
Maybe a chance to take off that goddamn robe. Probably smells
you win a chance for us to forget about this robe.
Yeah, you've been laying in it all day. Boy, it smells from fucking sweat and stink.
Oh, well, who's number six?
Number six is Minor Threat.
Minor Threat.
They kind of did the whole straight edge thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Number five, Rites of Spring.
No, I don't even know who they are.
They kind of get into the emo crap.
Okay.
Number four, Screwdriver. Nazi punks.
Nazi punks, fuck off.
Are you 6.25% insulted?
Yeah, just a little insulted. Number three, NWA.
NWA. Oh,
what does the N stand for?
With?
Nice men.
Oh. Nice law-abiding citizens.
Not black.
Nice women with ass.
That's true.
Asses.
WNWWA. Number two, Grateful Dead.
Grateful Dead.
Fuck them.
They do. They. I would say could be number one because I don't really agree with number one as being number one.
No, I would have to say Insane Clown Posse is number one.
All right. If you went for most retarded example.
No. I'm just saying I know that what you mean. For the pure fact that the FBI has them on their fucking gangs list now.
They do have the worst fans. They really do.
Well, they just did
the worst.
It's just easier. It's almost like racial profiling. Like,
yeah,
pretty much. It's just easier to put Juggalos on the watch list. So this way you get them all in one place. It's like saying, you know,
that's what anyone with
a criminal record.
They're just going to keep holding the gathering until they've rounded up what they assume is every Juggalo on Earth.
They're just going to blow
them. They're
just going to
bomb
the shit out of them.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. A big fucking AIDS bomb.
Horse AIDS.
Well, it is an AIDS bomb. Right?
What are we up to?
Number one.
Numero uno.
You said you didn't agree with this?
I think that they belong on the list, but I think that Grateful Dead tops them.
Yeah, I don't think this is really a... I think it's just a list. I don't think it's like a...
It's just a straight-up list. There's no, like...
Yeah, I don't think there's any hierarchy.
Okay, no qualifying...
But I don't really agree with the band that's
not at
attached
all.
To this.
Okay. But this
the
is
Ramones,
number one?
The Ramones...
This is number one?
Kind of... the Ramones with punk.
Yeah. Did they kind of kick it off?
I don't think they did.
No, who kicked it off?
Misfits.
No.
That one album, man. There was a one album that you played for me like so long ago.
American Psycho.
Was it? Yeah. And it had like 10 songs, and 9 of them started off the exact same way.
Yeah.
And then after the 10th one that didn't, it went into the same sound as the other songs. It was unbelievable.
It was great. Yeah. Actually, the Misfits without Danzig to me is better.
Without Danzig.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but if they said
Mother,
if they said the Sex Pistols were punk, maybe I'd go with that.
Okay,
but I don't know about the Ramones.
I was born in 1988.
Born 1980.
Punk was dead.
Means nothing to me.
Punk was dead.
Let's talk about something cool like Rugrats or Muppet Babies.
Rugrats.
I'm surprised Nirvana's not on that list at all. Like even number 9.
What, grunge?
Yeah, I would say Nirvana kicked off the grunge thing.
It definitely totally did, and so many people killed themselves because Kurt Cobain did.
Just weeding out the week.
Yeah, they really should have made it a top 10 and thrown Nirvana on there. Because
they created that whole, you know, Vans wearing corduroy fucking pants, fucking Starbucks drinking book readers.
Starbucks drinking.
And people
Seattle.
And people that wear,
tie in there, I guess. I don't know.
I guess there's a little bit of a tie in there.
And people that wear glasses like Derek.
Up shitty glasses. That's what he said. I'm not saying. That's what he said.
Shitty glasses. You know, Nirvana does have some really good songs, but I always disliked that band because so many people liked them.
See?
I hear you there.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I ever actually disliked the band just because a lot of people liked them. I always, like, actually didn't like their material.
I bet you that's why, subconsciously, I liked ICP so much because nobody did like them.
Okay.
It was, like, my own thing.
You felt bad for them.
No.
It's a pity.
Like they're only
no.
Make
it's
a
just that I knew that I knew that nobody else did. So I was like, oh, I'm gonna attach myself to these people.
Yeah, like I gotta
great
say,
choice.
like 99% of ICP's material I don't like, but there's the rest of that 1% is so good. Like if they made one album with every song that I like, it would be like the greatest album of all time.
Of all time,
like Santa's a Fat Bitch.
Yeah, a lot of Forgotten Freshness is really good. Really, really good stuff.
They're better than Prime.
It just goes to show you. the only stuff we like is the stuff they threw on an album with all the shit that they didn't put on the rest
leftover
of the
leftover stuff. Yeah. B-sides are almost always really good, though.
Yeah.
And by the way, I finally heard that Korn song that you told me about.
Yeah.
Fucking fantastic.
Yeah, it is. There's a couple of them they have right now from this last album that
are
like...
Yeah, I think it's because they're featured with that Skrillex.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. fucking stuff. It's just, but it's good because it's a different kind of sound.
It has a very different sound, and it's very emotional. It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Is he crying and shit?
Not exactly.
It's totally not the same band, though. It sucks.
I don't know, but it does sound good.
It does. I think like two people, the only remaining original members.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It looks like you have a comb over when you do that.
What kind of music? What kind of music did you grow up listening to?
Fucking Disney soundtracks. Don't lie. Disney soundtracks.
Oh, man.
Seriously.
You were probably into like Incubus and shit.
No, I listened to like Kids Bop and shit.
Kids
like when
Bop?
When I was growing up like a little kid, or like when I got into my own taste of music?
Like when you were able to like buy
teenager.
Own, like, yeah, like, get, like listen to your radio.
Well, teenager for you was only a couple years ago, so.
Yeah, right. I got like a, I was big into like Kid Rock, Limp Bizkit.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Korn.
The 2000s.
Okay, so
era.
All the bands that were good when I was listening to music, and then they weren't when you were listening to
music. It's not my fault you're fucking old. Get over it.
Like, no, I'm just saying, like, Limp Bizkit's first
Wait,
album.
I'm sorry. He said Limp Bizkit and Korn, and so what are you talking
Kid
about?
Kid Rock?
Bands that were good, Kid Rock.
Well, no, like, Limp Bizkit's first album is fantastic.
No, it's not.
Well, that's your opinion.
Yes, it is.
But
and
compared
it's
to.
Correct.
No, it's my opinion that it's a motherfucking fact that it's that it's horrendous. No, Limp
I
Bizkit's
always
old.
Hated Kid Rock.
Me
Limp
too.
Bizkit, yep. Korn.
I loved Kid Rock just because
Korn
he had Joe C.
They have some good stuff. It's
they
just
have
the sound
stuff.
Is something
stuff.
That you need to get into. Not that stuff. No, well, there's other
oh.
stuff.
Oh. Not
there's
that stuff that they do.
Other
the other stuff.
Stuff
they do.
There is other stuff they
I'm
do.
Sure
you're,
there
just
is.
Not, you're just not aware of
I'm
it.
I'm sure I wouldn't like that either.
Okay.
No, I liked Kid Rock. I liked Kid Rock because he had Joe C. It's just anybody who has a fucking midget with them, I'm on board.
So Doink, you like Doink?
No, I don't.
He had a midget with him.
You didn't like Doink and Dink?
As a matter of fact, Dink, he flew around the Stridex.
I call this one Donk.
No, I always hated Kid Rock. I still hate Kid Rock. I even hate those songs that when people say, no, that one song he did is actually kind of good. No, it's not.
No, the thing about Kid Rock is I don't really like him either, but you can't take it away from him that he made songs that got fucking stadiums rocking. You can't take
did.
It away.
I can't take it away from him that he exploited people's mindlessness
yes.
to go and follow him
yes.
because the corporation yeah. said that's what you should listen to.
And Kid Rock had an image that they could market towards these loser guys who wanted to be Kid Rock. So
stupid white kids that liked rap but couldn't openly like rap because
mm-hmm.
they're white.
Exactly.
So now Kid Rock and Eminem, they're, wow, I can like them openly.
Because they're white.
Yeah, you can't put Eminem in there because he's fantastic.
Yeah. He sucks dick, too.
Eminem is really good at what he does, but I don't like what he does.
Yeah, exactly. So.
And absolutely, and I accept mm-hmm. that. That's
like saying he's kidding. A fantastic
but just to
pedophile.
Say, just to say he sucks.
Nah. He doesn't
just to
suck.
Say he sucks, that's just...
I just know by listening to what he does that he knows exactly what he's doing, and he's the best. He's the best in the world at what he does. He really is. He's like the best rapper of all time.
I can honestly say that.
But
and,
I don't like him.
And all the brothers are shuddering at that, but that's true.
They are, but deal with it. He's the best of all time.
And I know a doctor that gives the best enemas of all time.
It's true. It's true.
But I don't like him.
I don't like enemas, but he's really good at doing it.
He's very good at it.
I love enemas. And I love that.
We're not talking about entomins. We mean enemas.
I have an enemas.
I'm an entomologist, the study of entomins.
That's a new clip for a new intro for you.
Yeah, yeah.
You already got a new clip next week.
We're ready.
All right.
Get it going.
All right.
So what else did you listen to? Like Stained and shit?
Oh, Stained. God. Disturbed.
Oh,
Disturbed is the worst.
Oh, Sean was definitely in Linkin Park.
I liked all those. Everything you just said, I liked.
Because they were like...
That's what was cool when I was a kid.
Your mind was impressionable at the
Anybody
time.
Anybody whose album was like gray and black with like spiky letters, I hated. Ugh. System of the Down.
Slipknot.
Oh,
System of the Down is not bad.
They're fantastic, and as a matter of fact, they can sing.
Yeah. Actually, they're all like Middle Eastern. Yeah. I didn't even know that until like
So
recently.
Matt likes him even more. He's into that stuff.
I'm into that stuff. I mean, there's some stuff in there that I don't like, but their sound is actually,
yeah.
it's really unique.
I got off board when they started doing all the war songs.
Yeah, the
all
war songs.
All order,
yeah, I fucking hopped off that.
A cheeseburger,
they got
all order.
They got into political stuff.
Yeah, I fucking I jumped ship on that one.
Yeah, it's like, why do the presidents start the war? What is that?
Yeah, why do we start a war? Some shit like that.
Why do they always send the poor?
Yeah, why do they always send the poor? Yeah.
Why do they always send the poor?
Why do they always send the poor? Why do they always send the poor?
And another band that everyone liked, and everyone I was friends with liked, and I just
always hated
Metallica.
Was Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Cool one. When I was listening to music, became a kid and was like, oh, what's music? No, wasn't around.
Wow.
But see, with Rage Against the Machine, I didn't agree with their political views.
I didn't even know they had political views. All I heard was noise, and I was like,
anarchist.
Fuck it. Don't
but
care.
I like,
their,
I like the music, but I don't like,
I like
their
the message. I like, you know, I like it because I liked Audio Slave, mm-hmm. which is Rage Against the Machine, with Chris Cornell.
Mm-hmm.
I like the music, but his voice made the whole sound.
It makes
it,
it obnoxious.
Very predominant.
Yeah, makes
and
it
was
obnoxious
to me. That is a perfect word to describe all of those bands
all
for
them.
Me. It's just obnoxious. Mm-hmm.
See, that's why Sean missed out on a good decade, because I grew up, I listened to everything.
Fuck you, guys. What, like, makes, what's my, what makes my decade any worse than yours?
You got the short end of the stick, man.
Yeah, you got the ending part. Because you mainly grew up in the 90s.
That's pretty that's the fact.
Well, but then his music interest started around the early 2000s, which is when like this beast of hybrid of rap and rock really took off, and it just destroyed everything. It turned it into the drizzling shit.
I grew up listening to rap music. Mm-hmm. And alternative music.
And you grew up listening to rap music that, again, I didn't like it, but definably superior to
what it is now.
What it is now.
Exactly. Because even though white suburban kids like me couldn't really relate to their music,
mm-hmm.
you know, I understood the message they were trying to give.
Mm-hmm. And it was
kill whitey.
Yes.
But it was a
kill
very,
everyone in your neighborhood.
It was a very serious message. It wasn't like what it is now, where it's like
people
well,
died
guess what? We're,
over the
yes,
lyrics.
We are over that now, and now we're just going to basically, they're actually taking it back to like almost like the 60s, like the black music of the 60s, but it's the contemporary sound. Whereas like the 80s and 90s rap was like really
well, 80s
serious.
Rap was not very serious.
Well, the ladies.
It was like goofy.
Yeah,
and,
Run
know.
DMC. And we'll
yeah,
show
like
that.
Just about
gang,
like
baby.
But Onyx was like the turning point.
And DOS FX and shit.
Yeah, yeah. And then you had like Tupac and Biggie, and then it really went like.
I'm just gonna assume you guys know what you're talking about because I don't.
But see, I would turn on NWA and listen to it, mm-hmm. and fucking bump it down the street, and then flip over my cassette and it'd be all Alice in Chains.
Yeah, exactly. But I like that's how it was at Steve number one's house, is like his brothers listened to like NWA and all this other shit and like Dre and stuff. So I heard it all the time and I always hated it, but when I hear what's around now, it makes me think, wow, like these guys are an insult to their forefathers.
When you went to Steve number one's house, did you eat his cereal?
No, I was too busy getting high off the cocaine dust particles.
The that music medley you made for our BYW tapes.
Yeah.
That was fantastic because it was a mix of everything. That's actually, I watched that more just because of the music.
Exactly. I made a 3-hour video of nothing but horrendous backyard wrestling clips.
Oh, I didn't want to say that out loud.
I mean, of horrendous baking clips. And
baking accidents.
And it was set to like all the music that we ever listened to in the 90s. And because it was only 1996 when I made the medley, so
oh, I was 8.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So you could barely comprehend the verbal.
Yeah.
You
know. Yeah,
see, like, there's a good chance that I owned Rage Against the Machine shirts before Sean was born.
Well, no.
I know. Totally
but pretty
kidding.
Close. Probably before he was shitting.
You know what's gonna be great
in the toilet
when I am freely roaming the earth while either you guys are dead or in nursing homes. Yep. Enjoy it.
New clip.
Lots of new clips in this show.
This is
the
clip show.
I'm here to sign in to see all three of them.
Oh, you brought up Metallica before, too.
Oh, God. I
can never stand Metallica.
I'm out.
Now, here's the thing. Interesting about Metallica is that there are so many different types of Metallica that you have now, like, 4 different types of Metallica fans.
Everyone's saying the new album coming out is awesome.
Well,
they said that about Saint Anger, too.
No, exactly. Saint Anger was the absolute drizzling shits.
Again, stuff that's great, but you don't like.
See, now, you probably listened to Saint Anger, because that came out in like 03.
Nope.
No, you never listened to Metallica at all.
Nope.
You completely wrote them off.
Fucking, I heard one song, I'm like, I'm out.
Okay, well, here's the thing. The first, like, 3 or 4 Metallica albums has an entirely different fan base. They will say everything after that is horrendous, and to their ears, they're probably right. But to me, it's like the 3rd, 4th, and maybe not the 5th albums. Those are the ones that I find to be the best.
Early Metallica stunk. It was the middle, you know, like
but
Ride the Lightning.
See, that's the thing. That's what we got into.
And a self-titled album that were good.
When we were impressionable, that's the first stuff that we heard. So when we heard their old stuff later, it didn't sound right to us. I don't really like fast music. I don't like fast hardcore music like it was when they first came out, you know, in 83 or whatever it was.
Oh, my God. Negative 5.
Negative 5 years old for Sean. And then, like, Reload and, like, Load and Reload were just so bad. They were so bad. Bad.
You didn't like Until It Sleeps.
There's, like, 3 songs on the 2 albums that are tolerable. No. Not even...
I'm just naming Enter's music.
Yes. But then, like, after that was the S&M, which I thought was kind of cool because I love symphony music.
And you like sex and masturbation.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
With little boy.
Sadomasochism.
And then friggin', what was the other one that came out after Saint Anger? I heard that one was...
Garage Inc.
Garage Inc. was like the 80s.
No, I thought that was like early 90s.
I think that was old.
Well, it's a big thing. I was either negative or I was positive. Yep,
one or the other. But, like, I don't know. Like, I know a lot of people who said they were like, oh, no, it was pretty good. I'm like, it really, and I'm probably not exaggerating on this. It just sounds like Lars is banging on trash cans. You know, and he probably was.
Here's the thing about the Metallica though, why I don't like them. Because as much as I liked those albums back in the day that I grew up listening to, I can't listen to them anymore.
No, not anymore. No,
but I can turn on any Pantera album and still listen to it.
Really?
So Metallica just sucks.
Okay. But what about Megadeth?
I never got into Megadeth.
Me neither. But then there's those people who are like, oh, man, Megadeth way surpassed Metallica in terms of quality. And I'm like, I don't know, man. I really don't know.
I never even got into them, make an opinion.
I'm into more hardcore stuff like Nelly, stuff like that.
Garage Inc.
Nelly.
Was 98.
98.
I told you.
So that was what was between Reload and S&M. Okay.
I remember that Garage Inc. was...
Was that like a real album, or was it?
It was all covers.
Covers, yeah. Okay.
I gotta shit. All right, so can we move on from Metallica now?
Sure.
Thank you.
Like Iron Maiden was pretty kick-ass.
Oh my God!
You have this thing with Iron Maiden.
Because they're not bad. I think they're underrated.
Anybody who's listening overrated. To this show that doesn't like music is fucking hating you right now.
Well, hang on a second. We still have all 4 people in the chat.
They're probably cursing you out right now.
Fuck this. They don't know what they're talking about.
No, they're probably saying, I don't fucking like music.
Listen to Kanye.
Kanye's where it's at.
What about...
How about Frankie Valli?
What about, like, Slayer?
I never really got big into Slayer. Certain songs, like, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I was never, like, a fucking Slayer metalhead.
Mm-hmm. The guy?
Yeah. No. And then there's, like, all those, like... 90s golden age, like, mainstream bands who couldn't do anything wrong.
Frankie Valli?
Like,
I don't know why I was so into rap and country music. I grew up
yeah,
with
I don't know. You grew up with country music, yeah.
It's because my whole family. That's
country music's not that bad.
No, it's not.
I like some country music songs.
Do you, John?
I grew up on that show. My whole family was all into Garth Brooks and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know them by name. I just know the song. And their names don't really fucking
Travis
matter.
Travis Tritt and stuff.
You can say
Travis Tritt. No, never got into country.
You never heard the song, spend my days working hard on the go, but the hands on the clock keep spinning too slow.
No, never heard it.
You never heard of Jeff Jarrett?
No. Nope.
Oh, he was a great fucking country singer.
Yeah, but Jesse James, who actually performed that song, is now like a producer or something for WWE.
Is he?
Yeah, I just heard that.
Oh, son of a bitch.
He's been creating false finishes and stuff for matches that they've been praising him about. But I don't see him staying around very long.
I can't wait to be alone with my baby tonight.
Enter Road Dogg's career.
Phew.
Yes.
Years later, exit.
We could do a wrestling segment right now because Derek's.
Yeah, let's do it. Oh, yeah, guys. Let's do it.
Who's winning Royal Rumble?
Oh, I don't really give a shit about pay-per-views.
I put the Rio on it last year. I'm going to say Chris Jericho is going to win the Royal Rumble, and he's going to challenge CM Punk.
That's probably makes sense.
Mania. They're going to have the best in the world of what he does versus the best in the world.
Why the fuck are we whispering?
Because we don't want Derek to hear.
Because Derek he's farting loud enough where he doesn't need to.
He's farting very loud.
Derek will go right to the outro of yours.
It's explosive right now.
Did you see Jericho's entrance on Raw?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because as soon as he came out, and like as soon as he started like doing those like little yells and stuff, I'm like, oh, he's swerving us. I knew it immediately.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby. And then when he dropped
the
microphone,
90% of his career, he's been a heel.
I know, which is why there's no reason for him. Well, you know what? I gotta say,
there's no reason for him to be a face when CM Punk's a face. No,
yes, yes, yes. Logically, business wise, there's no reason for him to be a face, but he is over as Chris Jericho, no matter what, and he instantly turned heel in 3 minutes, so the guy knows what he's doing.
Speaking of CM Punk, did you ever hear of a guy called Gregory Iron?
Nope.
He's got cerebral palsy.
Oh, no.
On his right side, his right
hand.
Where
is this going? I was expecting to hear some cool indie story.
He's got this awesome finisher.
He's got cerebral palsy in his arm, his right pectoral, and his right leg. It's mainly in his arm, though.
I think I've heard about this guy. I didn't know what his name was.
Yeah, Gregory Iron. He's called the Handicapped Hero.
Oh, boy. So he's kind of like...
And it's awesome.
He's kind of like...
Does he run the ropes and everything?
What?
He runs the ropes?
He's in shape, but he's like fucking 5'5".
He's kind of like Zach Gowen.
So he's taller than Matt.
A little bit taller than
Matt. Yeah, just about.
He's kind of like Zach Gowen, except...
Yeah, but arm. But
hey, Derek.
Hey, what are we talking about?
Music.
Oh no, we're not talking about wrestling.
No, not at all. We're talking about
cerebral palsy victims.
Oh, yeah. Fun. So he has a match. He teams with Colt Cabana.
Oh God.
They lose, and then Colt Cabana gives him a whole inspiration. You're inspiration to everybody. Yada. We're on the same boat because God didn't give me a look. Yeah, God didn't give you a look. He has cerebral palsy. Who the fuck are you?
He totally got a look.
And he goes, there's one person that thinks so too. My best friend. And he brings out CM Punk, and CM Punk fucking, he just says, I'm sorry for my language, but you're fucking awesome.
Oh, shit.
It was cool.
No, it would be cool if he could put him to sleep with a GPS.
Damn.
It'd be funny if he went up to him and shake his hand with his right hand. He goes, hey, oh.
But I don't know if he could give him the GTS because he'd always be elbowing him in the head every time he picked him up.
He legit walks like he's a T-Rex. He's got T-Rex arm.
He'd accidentally eye rake him like,
I gotta sell it, damn it.
You're stiff as shit, brother.
There's some woman in the store who couldn't reach a shelf that was like eye level.
Yeah.
And I kind of gave her a weird look. She's like, excuse me, can you get this for me? And I'm like,
she had
really?
T-Rex arms?
Yeah, she had the T-Rex arms.
Oh,
I
no.
didn't see it at first. I mean, I didn't say anything. I wasn't like, what, are you lazy?
Back when I...
Get it your fucking self. Oh.
You know what? I think back in the day when I worked at the supermarket, I think this woman was just fucking with me because she was like 6 feet tall. She asked me to get her something off the shelf. I'm like, you're taller than me. I said that. I go, you are taller than me. I can't reach it either.
I can just picture you looking. You just see Matt. He looks at the lady, looks at the shelf.
Can you turn that ceiling fan off? What the fuck do you think I am?
That sprinkler's bothering me. I can't reach it.
Listen, Goliath, fucking she calm
like,
down.
I bet right? She's like, I'm going to knock it off. You catch it.
Yeah. I'm going to go on the other side and headbutt it.
That happened.
I'm going to push it off
Look,
with my
I
nose.
Can't, I can't reach it with my teeth. Can you get it with your fingertips?
Oh, my God.
It really happened, though.
You get it. Oh, shit. I'm going to spinning roundhouse it off the shelf.
Well, all right, then.
I'm going to bend over and get it off the top shelf.
And hand it to you, and then you hand it back to me.
Then we're going to put it on a lower shelf so you can get it.
Great customer
service.
There you
go, little guy.
What happened?
Oh, fuck me.
No, she wanted Matt to lift something off the top and put it or on the bottom and put it on the top so she can get it.
I can't bend down that low.
She probably just felt bad for you and wanted to make you feel useful.
That's what I said, yeah.
Yeah.
That's where you see the most interesting people, though, working with the public, like retail and stuff like that. You just see the most interesting fucking people.
You know what? I'd rather be uninterested and not see them at all. I really would.
Yep, done with retail.
Don't care.
Dunzo.
No, he doesn't care about people. I know that's exactly where he's going with that.
Yeah.
People suck.
Yeah. It's like, wow, that was interesting, but I could have lived without it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'd rather sit in an office by myself.
Oh, yeah.
Have to deal with three people all day.
To be a fucking cashier. They're like, I do the wholesale. Here's your total. She goes, oh, I have a coupon. Does that matter now? Oh, you bitch. Hope you fucking die when you go outside.
It doesn't matter
to
me.
Go to customer service. I did that once. I forgot I had a coupon. It was a good coupon, too. It was like $5 off.
Fucking worst.
Like, oh, shit. I forgot I had this. Can you do it? He goes, yeah, over customer service. I'm like...
Back then you tell them that. Then like, do I have to wait in this line?
He could
No. You're special.
He could do it at the register.
You're
he's just being
front.
A dick.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's why I was just like, fuck.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I would just go, oh, and I look at the line. I go, they're going to bitch. Fuck it. I'll do it now.
I don't even, I'm so into the self-service thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Stop and shop.
Just self-serving is what you're saying?
Just so you don't have to deal with the person at the register.
Yep. And now I do the scan. They got the scan things where you scan your own groceries. And I have the reusable bags, the faggot bags.
To get 2 cents off?
5 cents.
Whoa.
Per bag.
25?
Wow. Yeah, that means up to 20 times it pays for itself.
That's true.
So, yeah, I go in there. I got my little scanner. I scan everything. I have everything in the bags, and then I just go zap the thing at the end, and I leave.
And your luck on the 19th groceries time? Right there.
That's awesome. Because I used to get pissed off because I do my all-man groceries, put them on the conveyor belt, the self-serve, and then, you know, some guy would come up and start grabbing all my shit and put it in bags. I'm like, this is self-service.
He was grabbing your junk.
Yes.
Get the fuck out of here.
Food. It's the whole point of me coming over here.
Oh, honey,
so I have to deal with you people.
Honey, don't eat that bread. A Mexican touched it. Don't you fucking interrupt me.
Don't you fucking interrupt me.
I'll cut your fucking throat.
Oh,
it's not fun, is it?
What's that, Jane?
How do they know that you don't add extra things in the bag?
Well, they don't. They have random checks.
There's cameras.
Actually, yesterday, there's cameras all over the place. Yesterday, I was subjected to a random check, but the guy just, like, bypassed it. Like, I went to scan out and said, please wait for assistance. I'm like, oh, great. Mm-hmm. The guy comes and he just hit some buttons. He scanned one thing and then hit a couple more buttons and said, oh, there you
wait,
go.
Wait, I don't understand. What is this thing that you have?
It's in Stop and Shop. They have little handheld scanners.
What?
And as you're shopping, you just scan everything that you're buying and it has your running total and everything.
That is so
convenient.
And
then at the end, you go to the self-checkout and you scan the checkout. And everything comes up on the screen.
You just pay for it there?
You pay for it and leave.
I think it's a California thing. I think they finally
got
it.
And if you bag as you go,
you're fucking set.
Yeah.
You're out of the. Oh, man. I wish it wasn't so expensive. I'd go there.
But you know what? The amount of stuff. I mean, Matt, you know, they don't make much on food.
No. 1%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if somebody steals like two or three things and the amount of money they're saving not having two or three people up at the registers, it's negligible.
Mm-hmm.
So they'd rather have people stealing fucking candy bars. And not scanning them, then paying somebody benefits and shit like that.
True. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Definitely does.
Yep.
But your luck, on the 19th time that you use these bags, you're going to get killed in the parking lot. So you will
never have all right.
Never going to get.
Oh, my God.
Nope.
You'll never get the number 20, so it's never going
to
pay off.
Oh, I wanted to ask you a question.
Oh, boy.
Completely unrelated.
You just no-sold me.
He did. Big time. He's like, fuck that joke.
Was there ever a time, because there has to be, where either Shredder or Krang, or some kind of enemy, disguise themselves as pizza delivery people to get into the turtles' underground lair?
I know the answer.
Is it no?
The answer is no.
Really?
Because
somebody put a post on someone else's Facebook basically saying how stupid Shredder and Krang were and that they never thought to dress up as pizza delivery people to get into the sewer to attack. So I don't know if they weren't.
Pick me. Pick me. I fucking got this.
If they weren't aware that they were under there?
You know what? Here, I'm going to get a little technical. I don't remember the turtles ever getting pizza delivered to them in the cartoon.
Oh, really?
I always remember them putting on their masks and their coats and going out and getting pizza elsewhere.
Maybe that's why.
I don't remember them ever getting delivered.
And they were in New York, so there was millions of pizzerias.
And only in the movie did they slip the pizza down the sewer, you know.
As a joke.
Sean?
In one of the movies, wasn't Shredder or enemy guy. It was those black dudes. Not like African Americans, but they were all black.
The foot soldiers?
Sure, we'll go with them.
Foot clan.
Yeah.
The foot, bitch.
I'm the foot, bitch.
I'm the foot, bitch. I feel like there was a time where they like came up and like they went out and knocked on whatever door they're on. Like, who are you? They're like, I'm got pizza. And that's how it went down.
No.
No, that was Kino in the second one when he showed up because he was trying to find where the turtles were. And he realized that April O'Neil was getting pizza delivered every single day. So she comes to the door, or he comes to the door, and he's like, oh, I got pizza. She's like, I didn't order any pizza. And he goes, you know, well, can I come in?
She goes, oh, sure.
She was hot in the second one.
Paige Turco, yeah.
Damn it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Fuck. Mm-hmm. I feel like I had that one. I felt super confident.
No, they've never done that. So my answer was no from the get-go.
I really don't think it ever happened.
No, I don't think it happened.
I don't think Shredder and
Krang. Did they know where they were?
No, I think the thing is Shredder and Krang didn't know they liked pizza.
Shredder, deliver this pizza to the turtles.
Did you get that out of your system?
But why, Krang?
Nope,
not yet. The voice of Shredder in the cartoons is horrendous.
Yeah, Krang, we want to eat that pizza. but maybe I can eat the pizza, Krang.
That's all the main villains.
Gotcha. Are we going to get into a Ninja Turtles talk again? Or
maybe.
Because I'm checking out.
Better than wrestling.
You lie! Do I?
So basically.
So that's my answer. Can you please tweet that back?
Well,
Krang and Shredder didn't know they liked pizza.
Only did they know where they lived in the sewers?
No, I don't think they.
I don't think they ever attacked them in their.
No,
sewer.
They did. The sewer there was den. A cartoon where they got to the lair.
What with the Technodrome or something?
Mm-hmm. But the modules.
The module came into the sewer den.
Yeah, they came up. And they, oh, look at it! Here they are.
I don't remember.
And
that.
Then they moved to a train station.
What?
What? Take the last train to Clarksville.
It's the turtles, not the monkeys.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
No, that was the second one when they moved to the old abandoned train station.
Yeah, because they found the sewer den in the first movie without disguising themselves.
I still have to find that picture.
Give me back my
help pack.
I was telling Matt, I think I was telling you outside last show, that I saw a picture online. It was a drawing, of course.
Yes.
Of what's the Krang's body called? Is it anything?
All right, I'm checking out for now. I'm gonna go.
Let's see.
It was Krang's body.
They never really called it. He just called it my body.
Holding Krang and making him blow him.
Brain fucking.
We just call it Krang's android body. Yeah. He has turtle fans. That's
well,
all
Krang's android body was getting head from Krang by his body, and I saw it. And I was like, oh my god! And like a week later, I was like, fuck, I wish I knew where I saw that.
Let's look it up. Matt. Google it.
I tried. I can't find fucking it, huh? Find it.
It's fucking fantastic.
I think I sent you the picture of the guy who drew Krang on his stomach.
Yes.
And was feeding him chips.
Yeah.
Into his belly button.
Now, can we go out to eat? Or when the next time we do go out to eat together, can you order food in Krang's voice, please?
I would like a bacon cheeseburger.
I love it.
With a side of mashed potatoes.
Give me back my baby back, baby back, baby back ribs. I can't do the voice, sorry.
Do it with Cartman's voice.
No.
No.
Do the voice.
And one Coca-Cola.
Yeah, I think we're done here.
We didn't even need any stories.
Eh, whatever. There'll be more next week.
You got any stories? Oh, two in a row.
I do.
That means next week's will be good.
Maybe. Why, Sean's not going to be here?
Cut his mic. Cut his mic.
He's all ready for the show now.
Cut his mic.
He's got his chips, his dip, his soda, and we're leaving. Home for the girl. I'm going to go home and watch Aladdin. I don't give a shit.
Give me back my
Lion
King.
Rattle.
Mufasa. Do it again. Mufasa.
Ooh. All right, we'll see you next week. Or maybe in 2013. Who knows?
Either or. Watch out for the tweets.
And watch out for the new and improved VersaCrunchRadio.com.
We're going to blow up huge.
Doubt it.
Oh.
See you next week.
Bye.